Hello?
Yes,
Hello?
good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Oregon Opinion Surveys. Okay, now I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. So this survey is about the elections, the upcoming elections.
All right.
All right, am I speaking with Brody Birch?
Yes.
Okay. All right, sir. Now, does anyone in the house or work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? Yes or no?
No. No.
And are you 18 and older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yes.
All right, sir. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November general election for president, Congress, and would that be definitely will vote, probably vote 50-50, or will not vote?
Definitely.
Okay. All right, sir, and just for qualification purpose for this survey, what is your age?
75.
All right, 75. Thank you, sir. All right, and then just to make sure that we represent everybody, may I ask, what is your race, sir?
White, American.
Okay, thank you. All right, regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Okay, Democrat. And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
Strong.
Okay. And thinking about the direction, you know, the country's headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction the country's headed?
Satisfied.
Satisfied, all right. All right, sir, now I'm going to read you a list of different issues, you know, and concerns that some people say they want, you know, their member of Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate it on a scale from 0 to 10. How important of an issue is, you know, to have them focused on? You say 10 if it's the most important. You say 5 is somewhat important. You say 0 if it's important at all. You can use any number, okay? The first one would be tackling climate change.
10.
10. Okay, funding for drug and substance abuse programs.
6.
Creating more jobs and raising wages.
6.
Lowering taxes.
5.
Protecting abortion rights.
10.
Creating more affordable housing.
7.
Reducing crime.
7.
And securing the southern border.
5.
5. Okay. Thank you, sir. All right, and now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which, you know, 100 means that you're very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you're very cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you're not particularly warm or cold, like a neutral, okay? You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. If you have no opinion, never heard of that person or organization, just let me know, okay? And I'll move to the next one. The first one will be Democrats in Congress from 0 to 100. How you feel about them?
But favorably?
Yes. What number would you give them? Like a grade from 0 to 100.
The current folks?
Yes, Democrats. The whole, as a whole. Democrats in Congress.
As they are now. Okay. That would be a 75.
75. Okay, what about Kamala Harris?
I would say 90.
Okay, 90. Donald Trump?
0. 2 zeros,
Ron,
actually.
Okay. Ron Wyden.
Ron Wyden? 100.
Yes, sir. 100. Okay, Lori Chavez, the Rimmer.
0.
0. Okay, Mega Republicans.
000.
Republicans in Congress.
0.
J.D. Vance.
0.
0. And Janelle Bynum.
Joe Bynum? Biden?
No, Janelle. That's her name. Janelle Bynum.
Oh, Bynum. Okay.
Yes. 75. Okay. And Joe Biden.
75.
All right. Thank you, sir. All right. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Independent Cornel West, or Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Biden.
Joe Biden. Okay. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez DeRamer?
Bynum.
Bynum. Okay, Janelle Bynum. Okay, yeah. Even though you're not supporting Lori Chavez DeRamer now, okay, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there like a fair chance, a small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all?
No chance.
Okay. All right, sir. And do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Yes, I probably approve.
Would that be strongly approved or just somewhat approved?
Strongly.
Okay. All right. And do you approve or disapprove the way Lori Chavez DeRamer is handling her job as member of Congress?
No.
Would that be somewhat disapproved or strongly disapproved?
Strongly.
Okay. All right, sir. Now, you know, I want to read you a little bit about, you know, more information about the your two candidates running for Congress. The first one would be Janelle Bynum and Lori Chavez DeRamer. Serving as a state house, state house since 2016, or 2016, Janelle Bynum is the first black woman to represent our community, a working mother and local business owner, and she is living the same struggles as the rest of us. She sees Congress playing political games, so she is running to fix what's broken and bring practical solutions to real everyday problems, like, you know, lowering the cost of groceries, housing and prescription drugs. Janelle wants to make sure that, you know, hard work once again pays off and that every Oregon family has a chance to get ahead. Okay, the other one is a mayor of Happy Valley, Lori Chavez DeRamer, led Oregon's fastest growing community, making it a more, you know, business friendly, offering more affordable housing for families and creating a safe place to build a career and raise a family. In Congress, she has been one of the most bipartisan members working to solve our toughest problems, from homelessness to access to child care. Lori was tired of the same old, you know, divisive politics and knows that nothing is more important than showing up to work and getting the job done for Oregon families. Okay, sometimes over the course of the survey, people change their mind. Okay, it's okay if you didn't, but let me ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez DeRamer, or is you still undecided?
Bynum.
Okay, Bynum. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. And what is specifically stuck out most, you know, to you about Janelle Bynum?
She's fighting for anti-MAGA leadership.
Okay, she's fighting. You said she's fighting, right, for
anti-MAGA leadership.
Okay.
Are we almost done? I've got to eat dinner.
Yes, sir. We're almost done.
All right.
For Anta, let me just write this down for.
She's a Democrat.
Okay. Fine. Okay. No problem, sir. So she's fighting for Anta.
Against anti-MAGA leadership.
MAGA. Okay. Leadership, right? Okay. All right, sir. And like I said, we almost finished. Okay, I only have. I'm gonna read you a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, we were talking about Janelle Bynum. Okay, please rate me each statement scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that a statement is very convincing reason to support Janelle Bynum. 5, somewhat convincing, and 0 means not convincing at all to support Janelle Bynum, but you can choose any number from 0 to 10. I'm gonna read them to you real quick, and you tell me, you know, what number would you give them. Okay, Janelle Bynum hears politicians say, you know, our economy is getting better, but as a working mother of 4 and local business owner, she is facing the same struggles we are. Her children can afford to buy a home, you know, around here, and rent has skyrocketed. Low-paying jobs aren't cutting it. That's why her own business hires, you know, low-skilled workers and offers scholarships to help workers again gain, you know, the skills they need to advance, to pass opportunity on, and make sure everyone has a fair chance to get ahead. Would you say that's not convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing, you know, to support her?
Very convincing.
What number would you say from 0 to 10? You can give me any number from 0 to 10.
10.
Okay. All right, sir. Janelle Bynum has a history of protecting abortion rights, and she has never wavered on, you know, this issue. After Roe versus Wade was overturned, she sponsored a bill to ensure Oregon women have the same rights they did when Roe was still a law. And you know, and in Congress, she will fight against, you know, Republicans who want to overrule, you know, Oregon's law with a national abortion ban. Would that make you not, would that, you think that's not convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing?
10.
Okay. Janelle Bynum is not your standard Democrat and doesn't believe, you know, either party has all the answers. She says politicians are just playing games, and she's going to Washington to change its ways because it's no longer serving us. And she's done with Salem, and where, you know, she done it in Salem, where she has bridged the gap between Democrats and Republicans to find practical solutions to create more manufacturing jobs and get fentanyl off the streets. Would you say that's not convincing somewhat or very convincing?
7.
Okay, and the last one says Janelle Bynum is sick of what's happening to our neighborhoods, you know, and the, you know, partisan games that continue to be played. Like many of us, you know, she voted for Measure 110 and thought it had good intentions, but she has seen how disastrous it has been to our communities. Rather than ignoring the problem, she took the first step to fixing it by crossing party lines and voting with Republicans in Salem to recriminalize drugs. Janelle will always put solutions over politics. Would you say not convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing?
10.
10. Okay. All right, sir. Thank you. All right, sir, and sometimes over the course of the survey, people's opinions change. Okay, let me ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez de Raymer?
Bynum.
All right, sir, now I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns that people have raised about Lori Chavez de Raymer. Please tell me how much, you know, each one troubles you about supporting Chavez de Raymer for Congress. A great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, or not at all. Okay, Lori Chavez de Raymer talks about fighting drug use and illegal immigration, But in reality, she makes those problems worse. Chavez de Raymer has invested in, you know, and profited from a ketamine treatment clinic and cannabis business. And then, as a mayor, as a Happy Valley, she voted to loosen drug laws. As a member of Congress, she refused to vote, you know, on legislation to secure our southern border, letting fentanyl flow into our communities. Would you say that concerns you a great deal, quite a bit, and just some, or not at all?
Quite a bit.
Quite a bit. Okay, and the last one said, Lori Chavez de Raymer says one thing in Oregon, and that's another, you know, in D.C., she claims she was moderate in her last campaign, but later on she said, quote, you know, you can't compromise, end quote. Since then, you know, she has been abandoned Oregon values in favor of MAGA agenda, changing her mind on nearly every major issue, you know, that she campaigned on. Lori is just another typical politician playing partisan games. Would that concern you a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
10.
Would that be a great deal, quite a bit,
mm-hmm.
or just... A great deal,
great
right?
deal. Yep.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. Now I'm going to ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum, Republican Lori Chavez de Raymer?
I'm going to answer this one more time. I'm getting tired of that question. Bynum.
Bynum. Okay. All right, sir. The last questions are just for a statistical purpose only. What was the last year of schooling that you had completed?
14.
Would that be first to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college vocational certificate, college graduate, like a bachelor's degree?
Some college.
Graduate? Some college, okay. All right, so are you married,
years.
I'm married, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Okay. All right, and do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household?
No.
And are you a member of a, you know, or, you know, are you or is any member of the household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
Okay. All right, sir, in the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Biden.
All right, sir, with this concludes the survey. I really appreciate your time and help. You have a great evening. Appreciate your help, sir. Appreciate your help.
Bye-bye. Okay.